Beloved ones of God, my very dear brothers and sisters. Hazarat Naik Khan tells us, love lies in service. Only that which is done not for fame or name, not for the appreciation or thanks of those for whom it is done, is love's service. In the New Testament, Matthew 22:37-40, Jesus says, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. What does it mean to love thy neighbor as thyself? It means that we grow and mature in our understanding that self, other, and God are not separate. That these three form a trinity that is intrinsically and intricately interrelated. By loving, understanding, and serving one another and others, we are also bringing about great benefit in this world. For we are also loving, growing in understanding and goodness, and we are serving God. It is only when we see with our outer eyes that we become fooled by this body. Our appearance of separateness is an illusion. In truth, although the flesh is different, you and I may appear to be separate, yet we are one in spirit. One of the great scientific thinkers of the 20th century, Albert Einstein, said it in this way. A human being is a part of a whole called by us universe, a part limited in time and space. He experiences himself, his thoughts, and feelings as something separate from the rest. A kind of optical delusion of his consciousness. This delusion is a kind of prison for us, restricting us to our personal desires and to affection for a few persons nearest to us. Our task must be to free ourselves from this prison by widening our circle of compassion to embrace all living creatures and the whole of nature in its beauty. Widening our circles of compassion to embrace all living creatures and the whole of nature in its beauty. These ever-widening circles certainly include our families, our friends, our local communities, our nations, and ultimately these circles widen to also include those who we consider to be our enemies. This is the greatest gift of compassion and the lesson from which we have the most to learn. And that is to love and serve all without preference and without discrimination, including our enemies. This point is highlighted by Jesus and his words as he hung on the cross. Forgive them, Father, they know not what they do. What a charitable, loving, and compassionate attitude Jesus possessed, even in the great suffering of his martyrdom. Excuse me. I've included this profound moment in history to remind us that loving, compassionate service is not exclusive only to those who treat us with mutual respect, love, and kindness. Perhaps it's even more important to learn to love and serve those who we feel indifferent towards. And yes, even our enemies. Hazarat Naik Khan teaches us. Love for God is the expansion of the heart. And all actions that come from the lover of God are virtues. They cannot be otherwise. Murshid goes on to say, Jesus Christ not only told us to love our friends, but also he went as far to say we should love our enemies. And the Sufi treads the same path. He considers his charity of heart towards his fellow man to be the love for God. And in showing love for everyone, he feels he is giving his love to God. In our Buddhist scriptures, we're given a prayer of aspiration attributed to the great Indian saint Shantidev. I'd like to emphasize a few of those lines from this prayer and hope that you can feel within your heart the depth of these words. May you be food and drink in the eon of famine for those poverty-stricken sufferers. May us be a doctor, medicine, and nurse for all sick beings in the world until everyone is cured. May we, us together, be a guide for those who do not have a guide, a leader for those who journey, a boat for those who want to cross over, and all sorts of ships, bridges, beautiful parks for those who desire them, and light for those who need light. And may I be beds. We all together be beds for those who need a rest, and a servant to all who need servants. And may I be the living conditions for all sentient beings until all sentient beings are enlightened. Our master, Hazarat Naik Khan, is a great example of a life dedicated toward this level of aspiration. An example for all of us. Think of it. He gave up his life in India, his fame, his music, and through much personal sacrifice, gave birth to the message that has brought us here together today. Our worship is our example that love lies in service, that love lies in charity, and that love lies in self-sacrifice. Another living example of this prayer is Mother Teresa. She is one of the great humanitarians of our lifetime. If you'll permit me, I'd like to tell you a little of her story that highlights our theme, love lies in service. Will you permit me? Okay. Did you know that Mother Teresa was given the assignment to go to India as a teacher? In 1944, as she was holding a position as principal at St. Mary's High School in India, she contracted tuberculosis. She was unable to continue her teaching and was sent to Darjeeling for rest and recuperation. Mother Teresa recalls, "It was on the train to Darjeeling that I received the second call. The call within the call. I was to leave the convent and work with the poor, living among them. It was an order. I knew where I belonged, but I did not know how to get there." 4 years later, in 1948, the Vatican granted Mother Teresa permission to leave the Sisters of Loreto and pursue her calling under the jurisdiction of the Archbishop of Calcutta. Mother Teresa started with a school in the slums to teach the children of the poor, and she learned some basic medicine and went to the homes of the sick to treat them. Later, some of her former students joined her. They found men and women and children dying in the streets who were rejected from the hospitals. The group rented a room so they could care for the helpless people otherwise condemned to the gutter to die. In 1990, I had the blessing of working for a short time with Mother Teresa at her little mission in Calcutta. And I was able to witness with my own eyes what can be accomplished by one person with the burning desire to love and serve. The mission of charities in Calcutta is a bright light, an oasis of salvation. Love and service in an otherwise very difficult city in India. It was there that I realized and experienced that love lies in service. And what is more, that those who need love and aid can invoke in us a compassionate call to service. I remember one day working at the orphanage. When I first walked in, the children rushed towards me with their arms outstretched. And what did they want? They wanted to be loved, and they wanted to be held. You might imagine my heart was melted. On another day, at the mission's home for the dying, I learned that charity includes sharing a smile. Sharing a touch. I
better hurry up here. I've heard my battery time is short. I can't stay up here too long. And the time to be present to another person so they do not have to die alone. Working there at the Sisters of Charity, my heart was really torn wide open. And it was there that I learned so many lessons that love lies in service. And it was also there that I found these guiding words engraved on the wall at the Mission of Charities, Home for the Children. And I'd like to share these words with you as words of encouragement. And I'd also like you to know that I have printed these words on pieces of paper, as well as the prayer of Shanti Dev, and they're at the back of the Universelle if you'd like to have those as a gift from these great beings to you. So here are the words. People are often unreasonable, illogical, and self-centered. Forgive them anyway. If you're kind, people may accuse you of selfish, ulterior motives. Be kind anyway. If you're successful, you will win some false friends and some true enemies. Succeed anyway. If you're honest and frank, people may cheat you. Be honest and frank anyway. What you spend years building, someone could destroy overnight. Build anyway. If you find serenity and happiness, they may be jealous. Be happy anyway. The good you do today, people will often forget tomorrow. Do good anyway. Give the world the best you have. It may never be enough. Give the world the best you've got anyway. You see, in the final analysis, it is between you and God. It was never between you and them anyway. So, in final analysis, it is between you and God. It's between us and God. And it is up to each and every one of us to deeply realize that God is in the presence of everything and everyone. For it is all God, and when we offer ourselves in service to each other, we are serving God. Hazrat Inayat Khan instructs us, love lies in service. And Mother Teresa elaborates Murshid's words in this way. A sacrifice to be real must cost, must hurt, must empty ourselves. The fruit of silence is prayer. The fruit of prayer is faith. The fruit of faith is love, and the fruit of love is service. The fruit of service is peace. May we continue to grow in our love and service towards one another and others. May we continue to grow in our capacity to offer charitable, compassionate generosity in all its manifestations. And in this way, may each and every one of us find a true and everlasting peace.